Welcome back to the Saturday Morning Coaches Show. Paul Ramo here in the studio. We're going to start out the Coaches Show this morning talking with John Sherb. John's the track coach out at Lacapra Valley, Dawson Boyd. And, of course, the season was ended by Minnesota High School League and the governor, and it's kind of sad, wasn't it, John?
Yeah, it was. We had a lot of seniors that really were looking forward to some things, and you know, we had a very good talented team coming back, so we knew we could be in the thick of things with a lot of things with conference and sections, and, you know, so we had a lot of talent coming back, and we still have younger talent, just a tough losing senior talent.
Yeah. How did you do last year with the track, with the team-wise?
Boys won the conference. That was, was our fourth year in a row.
Fourth year in a row?
I think so. And then we won sections. Didn't know how we did. We ended up beating Redwood by like 2 or 4 points at there. And then we qualified two kids for the state to meet. And so, and both those kids were returning this year, so they both would have had a real good chance to get back to state. So had a very, very productive year, and it was really, you know, fun last year.
Yeah, and with them kids back, wow.
Yeah. Yeah, so it was a lot of talent there.
Yep. I've asked the other coaches Saturdays before to talk about their roster, especially their seniors. Did you have the roster there?
Yeah, I do.
For the track team?
Yep, I have a roster. And it's always tough because, you know, we got that first week of practice, and the first week we always go maybe like 3 days a week just because that first week we just want to see who's out, kind of get them in under full, and then the second week is when we usually get everybody back, because I know I gave a lot of the Dawson basketball players some time off. I really didn't want to see them this first half of the week just because they finished up with basketball and then be done. And same with the Lacapara, just let the Lacapara kids at the basketball just say, hey, just take some time off. So, this is what we had out, but, we've had some very talented ones coming out. So we put together a roster. Then that Monday when we'll see everybody back, no practice.
Oh, you didn't even get a practice?
We got 1 week of practicing, but like the Lacapara kids, boys basketball, didn't see them at all.
Okay.
A lot of the upper ones that did basketball, because, they'd finish up their subsection tournament game and want some time off in their legs. So really only saw all the kids for basically a week of practice. I really didn't see a lot of the junior high kids at all. So very, very short to see what we had in that younger level.
All right. How about the roster there? And
okay.
Maybe some of the coaches, too, are
yeah,
back.
Yeah, it's Ron Kester, who I've, leaned on for many, many things. I've been fortunate to have him as my coach in high school also. So he's done many, many years of coaching and very, very talented.
And he was coming back.
He was coming back, so we had another year out of him. So it was just, it's I've been so fortunate to have good coaches underneath me to do well and make me look a lot better than what I am. It just, it's just able to have that.
And what did Ron, Ron's the jumper?
Sprinters and jumpers.
Yep,
and then he would do that. But then also, to break his time a little bit, Ted Elbers, another former coach of ours, and also work with him too. He came out and would break it down and do more of the hurdles, and then also with the high jumpers while Ron was working with the long and triple jumpers. Mm-hmm. So he was able to break things. So some very, very good, good talent with over, probably put those two together, almost got 100 years of coaching right there, it seems like, is that what they've done. So they've been around so much.
Plus your years of coaching, too.
How many years
is this for you for track, roughly?
Roughly, we're looking at, 28 years, 27 years?
Wow.
So it's been a while, but it's been fun.
And Ron was your coach when you were in high school,
Yes. Ron, I was fortunate to have him as my coach in my high school, sophomore, junior, and senior year in high school.
Oh,
so.
Wow.
So it's fun that way.
Okay.
Also, Joel Voorhees, who kind of – him and Dave Thompson kind of float back and forth with our junior highs, and they both do both. You never know what you're going to say if they're junior high girls, junior high boys, or they're just still their junior high coaches that did very well for us with that on the staff. Then Sherry Hansen, too, on the girls' side, she helped us a lot with things. And then also Paul Lowry did the throwing. He worked with the throwers, so we had something there. So we have a lot of variety of coaches. It works really well to make it work well with that.
Sherry Hansen, she's been around a long time,
She's been around longer than me. So she's,
longer than you?
Yeah, longer than me. She's got a lot more years than me. So when you talk to her, you have to ask her that one. She'll be shy on that one, but she's been doing it a long time because she was doing back probably when Bellingham and Madison are all combined into one, the Lacapara Lakers. I think she probably did something with Appleton, too, maybe before that, too. So she's been around a lot.
Okay.
So our letter, basically where we turned, our seniors we had out that were scheduled to be on the crew was Devin Fernals. Griffin Johnson is a new one that was gonna come out this year. He's had a good cross-country season for us. He decided he was going to do some running and jump in, and we were thinking that he maybe we were going to look at doing true team this year. I thought we were talented enough to do it on the boys' side, and we need a pole vaulter. And Griff is a crazy enough character that he would have been a pretty good pole vaulter. I just don't know if we would have got enough reps out of him, or hopefully didn't break any poles. But he would have been crazy enough to do it, and so we were thinking that maybe we could try him doing a little vaulting with us for a new kid there. Mike Qual, who's been to the state meet since, I'm probably going to be off, ninth grade year, I think he's been to the state meet. So he's got a lot of year experience, and that's not including cross country too. So he's got a lot of experience coming back there. Jet Lee Mawa is a first-year kid from Dawson. We're going to try him a couple different things. Looked very athletic and do some things, so we're going to see where he could fit in. And then Nate Larson, who has been our sprinter, pretty much core sprinter on the team there, so he's been kind of in that, and you know, with our whole system, what we've had. So very, very good bunch of seniors to work with overall. And I very easily could miss a kid or two, and I apologize. I do, just because with the short week we had, and right. If I did, I apologize for it. But Mason Bramer, sophomore, who's qualified for the section meet. Hunter Kahn, a sophomore also. He's getting stronger. I know he was a discus shot putter for us, and you know, if you watch his basketball season, he really blossomed in basketball. So I think a lot of things you saw on the basketball floor would have worked well for him in track. William Geese, sophomore. Peyton Sterrerud, sophomore. Sam Bailey, a junior. Maverick Kahn, who was just missed qualifying for the state meet last year as a high jumper, was also in the top five, I believe, if I remember right, in the triple jump. Also him and Evan, and so those guys were returning in there, so that would have been an interesting crew there for him to have a chance to go to the state meet. Mikey Elias, a junior. Darius Fenske, a junior. Evan Hagelin, like I said, a high jumper, triple jumper. He placed in the high jump at the section meet and also in the triple. Caleb Johnson in there. Trevin Johnson was probably going to be our sprinter. He really blossomed the last half of the season last year for us in the sprinting stage, and he would return very well. I can't remember. He was, second, I think, in the conference in the 100. So, some quickness there. Jack Kennedy, a junior. Eli Lowry, a junior. Hunter Martinson, a junior. Austin Moen, a junior. Brandon Rios, a junior. Zeke Sather, a junior, who qualified for the state meet also last year. Him and Mike both qualified in the mile two, so they would have both been in that same boat. Isaac Conover, a ninth grader. Nathan Kittleson, a ninth grader. Holt Larson, a ninth grade. Daniel Ocasso is a ninth grade. Jonathan Ocasso, a ninth grade. Isaac Tuckett, ninth grade. Ethan Hersom, ninth grade. Eli Hagelin, eighth grade. James Weber, eighth grade. So again, like I said, I don't have a list of seventh graders because we weren't going to see them till then. So, and we probably had some more eighth graders too. So, but that's what I have for there. A lot of talent there. Again, very, very good depth, and we've been blessed with it for many years of having this talent around. So, like I said, it would have been good this year.
Yep. What teams would have been good? Other schools.
Well, if you look at the conference, it's always Canby, Mineota, and us are always fighting for that conference for the title. I know they graduated a few of their horses. We graduated a few of their horses. It'd been a dogfight. I think it would have been another dogfight with them. So I don't think anything would have been easy there, but I think we may have been just a slight favorite on them. But they would have given us a run for the money in there. Then at sections, you're going to look at Montevideo, Laverne, Pipestone, Redwood, who we ran in with last year, who was very, very tough fighting in there. So you get some of those southern schools. So it's you just don't know when you get the section meet because everybody rearranged their schedule trying to qualify as many people for the state meet or where is there they have their best options. So it kind of changes a little bit more of the scoring. But scoring-wise, I think we would have been in the thick of things with all of them and to really make things interesting. And then I said that we were going to try the true team, and I don't know where we'd fall in the true team. We were going to try two true team this year, both boys and girls, to see what it was like. That would have been at Morris, would have been a section meet too. How that would have worked, you're allowed two people per event, and you score. Everybody scores. Doesn't matter if you finish dead last in that event, you still get points. And so that's why we were looking at getting a couple of pole vaulters. We're going to try that. So, and we would have had our hands full to get out because Morris has so many kids there in the program in that section we'd had to compete with. Holdingford, Minnewaska, and Montevideo. So it would have been a crapshoot to get out of that one. But I think we would have been very, very competitive.
All right. I'm going to back up here a little bit, John. You mentioned Griffin Johnson was considering pole vault. Has La Caprile Dawson Boyd ever had a pole vaulter?
We have it. We go back to Aaron Brownlee, I think, was our last vaulter we had. Now, that would go back
Yeah, it's not very common, is it?
No. It's just we haven't had the facilities out there. when they had all the accidents, things like that happened, vaulting and changing over, it's spendy. I mean, if you're looking at, you're going to spend $20,000 on mats and standards and everything else, but then you want to look at poles, and poles can run you from $300 to $500 a pop. And if you break it, you just lost $300, $500. And there all have to be weights too. So every pole has a weight restriction. So you'll have to match up weights. So you got a lot of technical, and it's very, very detailed in it. Then helmets, a lot of things they've changed. And we don't have the facility out there. We don't have a pole vaulting runway set up there. Okay. And so we've always been tweaked. So that's why we really haven't done it, because we've, you know, and the scary thing is, how well we've done team-wise scoring without pole vaulting shows how talented we've been having for kids.
Okay. Well, did you have a chance to talk to any of your kids?
Yes.
And when you told them the season's done, or after they found out the season was done?
We didn't get a chance to have a closing season. And we'll probably do something here. Just we had a meeting about a week. Oh, must have been about a week and a half or a week before the did a call on it, and it was we had a Zoom meeting with all the coaches, and we ended up having 36 kids on the Zoom meeting, so it was good. And we just got a chance to talk to all of them, and it ranged from, you know, all the way from some eighth graders all the way up to seniors are online, just talk and let them know what's going on, and you know where we're at. That, you know, the chances weren't good then, but again, there is a chance, and so we wanted to kind of make sure they're still preparing themselves just in case we do get a shortened window, because, you know, there was always that chance if you could get something in May 1st started, you could get something. We just didn't know what was going to happen. So, and unfortunately with that, but we did that. We're going to probably try to do a wrap up with the kids who can be available to talk with. We've at least been in the contact talking with them.
Very emotional for some kids and parents too.
Oh yeah, it's going to be how do you explain your senior year when you go, and our seniors are still designing our track team t-shirts. See, every year we always have the senior class design the t-shirt, the color and everything else, and they are still doing it, and they're going to have it finalized, and then we're going to have those out and for the track kids that want to buy them, whatever. And I said I want something because it recognized their senior year. I still think that's something we're going to do. So we're in the process of having that finalized too. So they were doing that, and but like it's tougher on the seniors. It is. It's not how you want to finish, because some of them, you know, they didn't have a winter sport. Now they go away from a fall sport, or their spring sport was their best event. So, I mean, it's a lot of things looking at it. So it kind of could leave a little bit of a little tough taste in their mouth.
Yep. Let's hope we don't have to go through this again.
Yeah, it's not fun deal at all. No. It's tough. All right. It's tough on everybody.
Hey, next up here after the commercial break, we're going to visit with the Freetleys, Alasia and Kaiser, who are doing very well at NDSU on track and cross country, John.
Yeah, they are. And, you know, they've both have really blossomed and grown up there. I know Alasia, you know, she's closed out her career. I don't know if she'll take back her red shirt because, you know, she lost her senior year.
Yep.
But I know with her, with getting jobs and everything else and getting out the real world, I don't know if she'll come back for that makeup year. But she's, you know, has really, really closed out. I thought she looked very good when I watched her running cross this fall, and I was going to try to get some indoor meets. Didn't work out, but looked very good. And then same thing with Kaiser. Kaiser really has understood the level of the game up there and has gotten more taste of the better competition and got a chance to travel. Both have gotten travel. I know they were, what were they down?
Oklahoma.
Yep. So they've got some things of really moving. Yep. I think they even went to an indoor meet down in were they on Tennessee or something like that? So they've got a chance to do some business with that. So that's always the fun part when you can do some traveling and that. And so those two are really fortunate. And then, you know, we're going to have, go ahead.
I think Alasia even did the steeplechase. I talked to her with her about that. That's weird. She loves it.
It's a challenging race. My college coach from NDSU, Don Larson, who is retired, he's retired now after this season was over. He decided to retire for many years he's been coaching. He always said, The steeplechase was invented by a guy that was not a very good hurdler and not a very good distance runner. He was average at both, but when he steeplechased, he was really tough.
So he goes,
it's a lot of tough events. He goes, a challenging event it is. And to have her do that, it can beat you up fast.
Does the high school have steeplechase?
No, high school has a steeplechase that I know. They just, again, they just grab distance runners who are say crazy enough to run over barriers, because when you it's not like hitting a hurdle. See, in a hurdle, it'll tip over. You hit these basically they're sawhorses. You hit them, you fall. The barrier does not move, and that's how solid. So you want to make sure you get over them.
Right.
And so, but no, it's all they both have got a chance to materialize and enjoy that involvement.
So we'll hear from Alaysia and Kaiser here shortly. Some other we got Jordan Sterud in Northern.
Yep. Then Sadie Thompson was at USF Sioux Falls, but she's been fighting a lot of injuries and wear and tear, so I don't know what she's going to have left in her legs. And then we're going to have two athletes I know for sure off the track team that are going to be running in college. I believe, and again, I haven't seen the finalized, just talking with Mikey. Mm-hmm. Mikey Qual is going to go to Duluth. He's going to run up at Duluth.
Good.
So that will be good. And then also Avery Bartunek is also going to compete down at USF also.
Yep.
So I believe so. We're going to have a couple of off this crew that are going to go on to continue their year, and that's always good to see too.
And got to make you feel proud too as they go on and do that.
Yeah, it's fun. It's always fun to chance to watch them and see them go to the next level.
All right, John. Well, thanks for coming in this morning, and let's hope we have a track season next year.
Oh, that's the plan. Hopefully we do. Hopefully we have a fall.
A cross-country season
first.
Hopefully
we have a fall cross and continues on. Hopefully get back into something of having this.
All right. I'll let you get back in your tractor then.
Hey.
How's that going?
Oh, God, it's been going good. I didn't know how much I was missing to actually putting corn in April. Everybody looks at me and says, you don't plant corn until usually May or June. I'm like, well, yeah, I'm a little earlier this year. But it's been interesting doing that, working on stuff.
Perfect spring too, isn't it?
Yes, it has. It really has changed. 10 days ago, you wouldn't have said this. In 10 days, we really have changed a lot.
Yep. All right, John, thanks a lot.
No problem. Thank you.
John Sherb, Lockprow Valley Dawson Boys track coach. And we'll take a break, and we'll hear from Alaysia Freetley and Kaiser Freetley right after this.